You're listening to Mondo Cool, the only Dragon Ball movie podcast that gives you a Zenkai boost.
That's right, boys. Mondo Cool.
What's up, Dragon Ballers? It's time for another edition of Mondo Cool. This is our 22nd episode, the very first time we've had an episode 22 of Mondo Cool, our Dragon Ball movie review podcast. I'm your host, KZ Excellent of KZExcellent.com, and with me, as always, is Dan and Bob Video Games from Gigaboost.com. Yo.
My name's Tomato and Bob's name's Tomato.
And the ultimate vegetable connoisseur, Mr. Field, MrFieldsWildRide.com.
Fuck lettuce.
Yeah, that's just crunchy water.
Yep.
Exactly.
Now, as you all know, or maybe don't know, this podcast, we review all of the major, important, and sometimes not important Dragon Ball related OVAs, movies, specials, all that good stuff. And each time, we inch closer and closer to being done. But it almost feels like not this time, because it's this episode I'm proud to announce that after 22 episodes, they announced a new Dragon Ball movie. So finally, Dragon Ball Super Superhero, a CG Dragon Ball movie. Oh my god.
It took them long
that we
enough.
We basically know nothing about other yeah. than that it isn't going to be big and huge and bombastic, apparently.
I just think it's funny. We finally hit it. It took them a while. But thankfully, the time is here. We will. It ensures that our show does not end on a high note, probably. Who knows? The action ones sometimes are really bad anyway. However, if you want the opportunity to be able to hear that episode that's very far away the second you could possibly hear it, there is a way you can do that. It's through Patreon. Feel talk about it.
Well, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/GBpodcast. For as little as $5 a month, you get many benefits such as getting this, Mondo Cool, and our other anime review podcast, Chugging Bleach, early. You also get a Patreon-exclusive show every month wherein you get to vote on what things that happen in that show, specifically what movie we watch, good or bad. You also get extended armchair dev pitches and sometimes gamer premonitions, based whenever Dan feels like it. That's patreon.com/GBpodcast.
We've gone through a lot of episodes here. We started Dragon Ball, moved into the insane amount of Dragon Ball Z films, and then we got out of that and started going for things out of Dragon Ball Z. And what did that give us? Two movies with 0 points. With Path to Power and A Hero's Legacy. We are now moving on like over 10 years to the 2008 special that didn't appear in America. This Dragon Ball Z special is called or as it's called in Japanese.
Dragon Ball, yo, Son Goku and his friends return.
That's pretty good. A bit more wordy than mine, but I'll take it. Now, if this is your first time listening to any of these episodes, we're gonna have Dan recap literally all of it.
Are we not gonna have Feel say the Japanese?
He just did.
If we don't have a great Japanese title, you know, to go with, I don't feel the need to butcher that poor language. It can live.
Yes, for once, it can live.
Okay.
But yeah, we have Dan recap the film that we watched. Then we go into segments, a review, which means it's time for Dan. Please recap this epic.
Mr. Satan's opening a new hotel to talk about how big of a dick he has for killing Boo.
Mm-hmm.
He invites all the Z Warriors and whatnot in order to, you know, get them to maybe not kill him for taking credit for it. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But he's throwing a dinner at the opening ceremony. So everyone gathers. And then mysteriously, in space, we see a capsule flying around.
There's a really good part where Goku and Chi-Chi are farming.
That's true.
It, right at the start.
It kind of hit Chi-Chi, that super energy really fast. I was like, oh yeah, fucking Goku's wearing
Chi-Chi's
the same outfit.
Cucked by capitalism.
Oh yeah?
Because Goku's like, can't we just let Mr. Satan keep giving us money for me to like go beat up whatever horrible thing wants to blow up the Earth this week? And Chi-Chi's like, no, we have to learn about the value of hard work. I have Stockholm Syndrome for capitalism.
Yeah, she's like, we have to learn about the value of hard work. Now plant this seed that instantly grows a shitload of vegetables.
Right.
I thought for sure that was, for a second I was like, did I miss the part of this special the first couple times I watched it and that she got scammed because she's a bumpkin? But I guess not, because it actually works.
It actually works, and then you just sit there and go, yeah, I know people like Chi-Chi, where they're just like, I'm really into this thing. Yeah, I'm going to take this shortcut, but I won't even acknowledge it's the shortcut.
Yeah.
Because I earned this.
We also left out that this recreates the Dragon Ball Z intro as if all the characters post Buu Saga are there.
It's very cool.
Yeah, no, that's great, honestly.
Yeah, I liked that a lot.
Yeah, this special looks neat in general. I'm not sure if it has like super money, but there are many neat aesthetic things about it.
Yeah, it looks pretty neat in a lot of ways. It looks pleasant. There are only a couple times the backdrop becomes drawn by an 8-year-old.
I think that part's great. Like this screenshot I took specifically from a little bit later in it, I think it really adds a lot to the tone.
Yeah, that's the exact one he was pointing out.
Yes, that's the that's the exact one I was talking about.
Great,
that one's really good.
Yeah, they do a lot of fun background stuff in this.
It's
I like the bomb text when they use the capsules.
Boom.
Very animated.
It also had maybe my favorite thing Goku has ever eaten.
Okay.
In the very beginning when they're at dinner and Goku's like, I don't want to go to a party. He just eats a whole lizard.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he
chopsticks.
Does.
He's kind of a sicko.
And I'm like, well, Jesus, with how much he eats, I guess Chi-Chi really has to try and stretch this shit. She's like, oh, God, I better find filler. Here's a lizard.
I like Gohan. Skyping in to Videl using her Apple Watch.
Mm-hmm.
You get to see Gohan's desktop, and one of the icons is just Toriyama's icon that he uses in manga. Like his thing of
the
gas
robot.
Mask with hat.
Yeah. So, basically you get a dinner at the Goku residence, and you know, they're sitting there and talking, and Gohan's like, I can't believe they tried to invite us to a party. I'm not really interested. Anyways, they're going to have an all-you-can-eat buffet, and Goku's like, we're going.
He fucking busts out of the page and rips it open like the Lost Judgment fucking cover.
Yes.
Also, can't forget to mention that Goku has a very good outfit for this scene.
Oh, yeah, he's got that black tank top, and I'm like, best dressed.
He's got Trunks' outfit from the part where he fought Supercell.
God, he does!
Oh, my God.
when he's fucking Super Trunks.
Yes.
Yes.
All bulk.
We gather up a bunch of characters to get on a flying vehicle to go to the dinner, and we get the joke of, like, Roshi says, happy to see both of you staring at Chi-Chi's boobs.
Yeah.
Dude, she's like 40. Don't you normally trend like approaching not legal?
He will take anything.
Anything.
Anything. Piccolo's a hood ornament now.
Yeah, that's true. He just stands on top of it.
I like that a lot.
Launch is here.
Yeah, Launch being there without any of the voiced lines was really good.
I was like, oh God, she's going to hijack a plane.
Notably not in this movie, but they are in the opening and on the poster. Tien and Chiaotzu are not in this.
Yeah, that's true, because Chiaotzu was in the intro thing.
And we're like, why is
so
he
was
again?
Tien.
Because he looks like Chiaotzu. But it's funny as hell.
That's crazy. This thing has Elder Kai and all sorts of random things. But not Tien.
I mean, this shit even had the Dragon Quest dog.
Yeah.
Tien is not in this because his original voice actor had recently died.
Oh.
And they were like, we're not going to replace him just to do this special. They replaced him later when they decided to do Kai and Super.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I could see that.
They did not replace him for this because it had been very, very recently mm-hmm. when they had made this.
Yeah. There's some good faces in this. I need to ask you guys. I don't remember this man being this cracked out in Z. I don't remember his assistant having this I'll hide the bodies for you, sir, energy.
I don't think I've seen this man before.
Okay,
this.
I was like, yeah. I'm pretty sure I would have remembered an axe murderer running around that residence, but...
Yeah, no.
He's like the thing from fucking Sin City.
He's got that Mr. Popo eye thing going on.
He's just like, I'll show you where I hid them. But yeah, anyway, we get everyone at the dinner, and... not much going on. Goku and Vegeta doing their usual pissing contest of like, oh, I'm going to eat so much, I'm going to eat more than you. Oh, no, I'm going to eat more than you. Ha, 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 ha. And then the press show up, and they're like, hey, what's the name of the hotel? And Satan's like, oh, no, I don't know. And then the name's absolutely fucking absurd.
It's funny you say pissing contest, because there's a shot that starts with something pissing. And for a second, I was scared it was somehow going to be Goku or someone related to him.
No, they clearly, they wanted you to believe that because so many of these movies involve the kids peeing.
Right.
But no, it's in fact that Dragon Quest dog. But eventually the press finds out that the hotel is going to be called the Mr. Satan's World-Saving Defeat of Majin Buu, comma, Super Gorgeous Hotel.
He's a really good artist.
It's fantastic. Look at that. So good. And then they're like, oh man, everyone else here is going to get pissed. Dad, you're going to get murdered. This is not going to go well. Luckily, though, we get the most memorable character in Dragon Ball ever to show up in two space capsules, and it turns out to be Tarble.
Yeah, Tarble.
I've had to listen to Zeon say the name Tarble for years and years now, and now I have context. And I feel like I'm lesser for it, but here
we are.
What are
you talking about? Tarble's
great.
What's
wrong with Tarble?
Well, here's what's wrong with Tarble. Tarble is Vegeta's brother.
Uh-huh.
Vegeta, yes. Tarble. Vegetable.
Yeah.
Yes.
No. Yeah.
It's like we
said. That's how Toriyama names things, Dan. I'm sorry.
And yes. Like, I can deal with avocado. I can deal with avocado.
I can barely deal with
that. It's a Tarble being half a vegetable is killing me.
It's like, okay, well, I sent my son Tarble out to another planet because he sucks.
Yeah, I still don't get this timeline at all. It kind of doesn't hold up, but I'm not going to think about it.
It's just whatever. Just go
whatever.
With it. Just go with it.
Here's my wife. She's mad quirky. Anyways, we're being attacked by two aliens called Abo and Cabo. It's real bad. You should help me. And then they go, hey, did you know you could raise power levels just so we could get a scene of Goku going Super Saiyan for 1 second?
They need to do the thing where the scouter blows up.
They do a lot of callbacks in this. It's pretty good, including a couple obscure ones.
And then they're like, okay, well, I'm really strong, but everyone wants to try, even Krillin, even though his wife is like, are you shitting me? There's no reward.
So, Goku's
it's
like,
weird
we
how all it's weird how all these people who would get rinsed are like, oh me, I want to fight the guy as strong as Frieza.
They don't know yet.
Yeah. It's,
oh,
it's,
that's right. That's right. They don't say it till they show up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's so comfortable. I like Goku going, hey guys, we can't all do it. That's bullying.
And that was funny as hell because that's exactly what I was thinking.
Goku's got some really good mean lines throughout this. Like, there's a general like mean aspect to the treatment of the villains, even through the narrator.
Yeah.
There's also Goku just being a dick, like later on when Vegeta and Bulma are arguing, and Goku has this really cruel laugh at it. Where he's just like, you shouldn't be fighting now, and he's laughing like he's rubbernecking at it.
Yes. He totally did that. But at the moment where they realize everyone, for some reason, wants to fight, Goku instant transmits them to his garden, which is now full of radishes. So they're going to do a radish lot where, you know, a radish lottery where they basically just pull them and the longest one wins.
I mean, let's face it. By the end of Z, I feel like any one of them probably could have beaten Frieza. Because of how insane those power scales
got. Did you see how hard Krillin tried to remove that radish from the ground?
Yeah, that was weird.
That man hasn't done shit in years, is all I'm saying. But yeah, they pull them out, and it turns out, oh, good, Goten has a really big one. Okay, Trunks, go ahead. And he pulls his out, and it seems like small. But then they realize it's still in the ground, and he keeps pulling it out, and he keeps pulling it out, and it goes down the entire mountainside, and it just makes a whip sound as he cracks it into the air. And it's like, oh, well, I did say longest. I guess Trunks wins. And that was a really good scene. That was my favorite scene of this whole fucking thing. Just because of the sound design going whoosh, as it fucking whips a truck. That's really good. That's really good. God. And then that's when Tarble says, yeah, sorry about that. That's my wife. She's Matt Corgi.
She's round.
I'm very happy that Vegeta could introduce everyone to his weird libertarian brother and his quirky wife.
Could you imagine?
No. No, come on.
Tarble seems like a fine young man. Please.
Yeah, we don't need to I'm definitely not going to shop that logo onto a picture of them as soon as we're done.
Yeah, please do. I'm just thinking about this, why it doesn't show up in Super, as just mentioned. Vegeta's like, I don't really talk to my libertarian brother anymore.
Roshi says Saiyans always seem to choose the strange wives. Chi-Chi takes a swing at him with the frying pan again. Misses. Bulma hits him with a fucking metal ore.
It's an okonomiyaki spatula, like fucking Ukyo in Ramen One Half swings around.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's, what? For some reason, it's an oversized one, just like in Ranma. Like, I don't think they actually come that big ever.
Yeah, that shit's ridiculous. But then two more space capsules crash into the ship they took. This happens to happen right next to Mr. Satan's new hotel. So they need to return from the garden to there. They do so, and oh man, I can really summarize from here. They're like, hey, Trunks, go ahead. You won the draw. And then Goku's like, hey, Vegeta, there's two of them. You should let my son help. And he goes, no, he didn't win. And then he goes,
hey. My son will be enough to handle these cucks.
And then, the Goku's like, hey, Goten, Vegeta said it was fine. Go ahead.
What a fucking bastard.
Yeah,
it's really good. Yeah, Goku's really a dick in this one. I wish it had carried over into Super. Now this is a Goku that would say, everything dies.
Yes.
Everything dies, Frieza. and then Avocado make their way out of the ship. They start talking. Their face is hilarious because one eyeball's way too far away from that nose. They
don't worry about it. Stop that.
Okay, sure.
Marcus, stop that.
I'm really concerned how they're getting their ears inside that scouter.
They just don't have they don't have another ear.
They fold it in three times over. Ugh. Oh god. Then this is when they go, oh yeah, they were as strong as the Ginyu Force back then. Oh, but now they're as strong as Frieza. And then Goku goes, okay, that'll be good for the kids.
Yeah, it's like Frieza wasn't very good.
Frieza's like Goku like reminisces and is like, Frieza, in retrospect, he was a cock.
Yes, I wish that they could maintain that energy through all the stuff going forward. Like, Frieza comes back in Resurrection of F and could do nothing.
There's a little bit of that all through it still.
It's pretty good. Then Trunks, Goten do this great walk up to Avocado, and they talk to each one, and you know, Trunks is just like, oh, you put your hand on my head, I'm gonna float up really hard and you're gonna be like, oh, this kid's really strong. Meanwhile, Goten just like, hey, you ever get tired of being nice? You ever want to go ape shit to
Disney? You got the perfect frame.
Yeah,
that shit cracked me up because it's like Goten's being polite for what he's saying, but he's emanating evil child energy.
Yes.
He's going to break open your skull and shit in it.
It's really good. Then they beat the shit out of Avocado. Avocado gets really fucking mad though, and they decide to do this multi-form thing where the three or five of each of them, or actually three of each of them, show up and just start attacking each, and it's like, oh no, what are we gonna do? We can't figure out which one to punch. And then Gohan goes, hey, close your eyes and sense their ki, and then punch that one.
It's a really, like, I really liked the rollout of this technique, because it's like they get in single file so you can only see the front one. Mm-hmm. Then two come out, then four come out, and then the last one, because there's only five, like, slowly creeps around the side. He's like, I'm here too. Also, I'm pretty sure this is a callback to a thing that only happened in the anime, where Piccolo and Krillin do this to try and beat up Nappa, but Nappa just rinses them regardless.
Oh yeah, that's right. I'm pretty sure this is
a reference to that.
Huh, I don't remember that.
I thought it was like souped up after image stuff.
I really like this frame of Krillin taking a drink.
The straw was well animated.
I think that's a good reaction image.
Yes.
Anyway.
This is more coaching than Gohan does all throughout that thing where he's supposed to train future Trunks.
It's really good because Vegeta complains that Trunks forgot his basics. And it's like, well, you never train him, asshole. He's like, yeah.
No, he doesn't have any motivation like his mother.
Like his mother who never cleans the dishes.
And then Goku starts cackling.
Yeah, it was really good. And that's when Goku did that shitty laugh and smile that was like unreal.
Yeah.
Like, you're in a broken home. Money can't fix this, huh?
I really like Krillin going, man, Gohan's really strong, huh, Piccolo? And Piccolo's like, I guess it's acceptable.
That's just like, why you gotta post that?
Because it's funny.
Hold on, let me dig for another image it looks like.
Yeah.
Man, we're getting so many wholesome faces in this that are funny because they were intended to look funny,
yes,
and not because they're an animation error.
Yes. Man, it's almost like this isn't a Dragon Ball Z movie, huh?
Right.
I have no idea what you're talking about. All these images look really good.
Avocado's had enough of this, so he fuses from Abo and Kato into Avocado, and it's very powerful. It's very good.
He's big.
He's big and purple. He's Dodoria-esque.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have Dodoria at home.
Yes.
He literally just turns into a fucking durian fruit. It's really funny.
He gave me the same energy as the really strong form of Specchio in Chrono Trigger when he gets Hugue.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He's, I don't know, that first shot of him, he has some Specchio energy. But yeah, anyway, so they're really strong now that they are Durian.
Yeah, they are.
Goten and Trunks have had enough of this, so they're gonna fuse. They do it wrong and they're fat and everyone falls on their head. Then instantly they do it right.
Yes.
Because they're like, you don't care, so neither will we.
There's a really good joke though. As they're about to fuse, they're doing cocky shit-talking stuff, and they're like, your time is over, Avocado. It's time for you to sit out, or something like that. And he's like, I'm right here. And then they fuse wrong. And then they try to shit-talk him again, and he's like I said, I'm right here. He's just floating in the middle distance. It's really good. Yeah, then you get Gotenks doing a bunch of moves from other people. So, like...
Yeah, he does Wolf Fang Han,
the Wolf Fang Fist.
He does the Wolf Fist.
Tien's volleyball.
Yeah.
Which is that something that Gotenks does? Does he just steal moves? I don't remember.
I've never seen him do it before.
Yes, because he did the volleyball thing even in the original.
Huh.
Yeah, he just puts them in the ball and then makes Piccolo set it for him.
You know, I guess I didn't register, didn't know that was from Tien.
Well,
he does it once ever
in OG Dragon Ball,
right?
Against,
of course,
like, Kid Goku,
right? You know, when Tien used to do things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when he was a character.
But yeah, anyway, he does that, beats up Avocado. Avocado's had enough of this, so he just starts pissing energy. They deflect one death ball, and then he just wait. I don't want to shortchange what he says here. What was his attack? It was like an evil...
The Wahahanoha.
That's the best Dragon Ball Z energy
they are
ever.
Having so much fun with it.
They need to give some person in Fighters that move. That's really good. But yeah, he uses the Wahahanoha. And Piccolo has to use the Machin Kozenpo to deflect it. And then he does an even more badass version of that where it just shoots shit everywhere. And he's like, this is my ultimate wahaha no ha.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the super wahaha no ha.
God.
It's really good.
It's really weird how when Piccolo deflects it, like a chunk of it gets sheared off, which I don't think any energy blast in any Dragon Ball thing operates that way ever again.
It is okay. It was cool this one time.
It was. I'm a big fan of things being cool.
one of the beams knocks off the top of one of the hotels and starts flying towards, you know, Krillin's wife and child. And, you know, she's just going to solve this herself. She stands up and she's like, okay, it's time to do shit. And then Krillin uses the Destructo Disc and chops it in half so it falls around them. And then she's like, yeah, that's why I fucked that shorty. Mm-hmm. You can see it on her face. They have a whole shot just for that emotion.
Yeah, they do. Like, everyone strips into their battle mode.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. Yeah. Half of this building is falling down. It's going to fall down on Oolong because he fucking tripped. And then Tien just throws off his clothes. Or, sorry. Yamcha throws off his clothes and just starts doing energy beam shit. It's like, you were wearing that underneath the whole time?
Well, you forgot the part where he becomes a dog.
Yeah, the part where he becomes a dog. And even weirder, Yajirobe's up
for one second.
This is fucking insane.
I do like Yamcha's spirit ball. I'm glad they got a use for it here.
Yep. And then we got to do what we got to do. So Goku goes Super Saiyan and shoots a Kamehameha after tricking Vegeta into looking to the left slightly.
It's a shame they never translated this. I would love to see the performances from everybody.
Once again, this is really fucking good stuff.
You know what this is? A dub script written by the Japanese people.
Yes.
Where it's like, you don't need to punch this up. It came pre-punched.
Well, we're not going to do it then. Never mind that this came on, like, the Japanese version of Battle of Gods. We didn't get this shit for no reason. Like, why did we never get this?
I have no idea. No. This is excellent stuff. But yeah, it basically ends at that point, and everyone laughs, and Videl just goes, hey, maybe this is God punishing you, Dad. And he goes, yeah. She's like, you should try hard. And he's like, okay. And then someone goes, you could just ask Shenron to bring back your hotel. And he goes, oh, really? She goes, you promised. And he's like, oh. And then everyone laughs harder.
Yeah, and then Goku eats Vegeta's sushi that he was saving for last.
I always remembered this bit.
So did I. And then Vegeta eats Goku's pork that he was saving for last night. I always remember the line, Vegeta, I thought we were friends. You thought wrong.
It's really good. And then we get a new ending that's really cute. And it like has a good art style and it retells like the Dragon Ball thing. And it's like, oh, look, they remember parts that somehow none of the movies that retell Dragon Ball remember.
Yeah.
And it's like a good song that is used just for this, which makes it feel even better than like Path to Power will use Dan Dan.
I mean, this was like 10 years later, so they had time for all the people who were working on Dragon Ball to leave and then fans to get hired. So,
like, man, you really know how to kick me in the nuts during an episode of Mondo Cool, huh?
I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
Somebody just opened the fucking door of Toei and said, bitches, leave. But yeah, no, that ending theme is excellent. It's got a good art style, and that's it. That's the thing. And man, I couldn't have expected this to be this good.
Well, thank you, Dan, so much for recapping this Yo Son Goku and his friends return. I appreciate it.
I made the joke during the intro of his friends Frieza and Cell.
Yeah, when the two ships are coming down. That would have been so fucking funny.
Yeah, that would have killed me.
Goten and Trunks, you deal with them. That would have been great. It becomes fully unhinged. It's like, why'd you invite PyCon to the dinner?
Like, it's weird that they just have dead people there, but it's just, like, not a big deal, and they don't even speak.
Yeah.
Supreme Kai's just hanging out with Hercule. They're really tight now.
I guess, yeah.
They're both with Majin Buu, of course.
Or, I'm sorry, Kibito Kai, because he fused with his aide.
Yes, that's important.
I don't know if Dan and Bob, when you guys were doing GT versus Super, got to the Supreme Kai showing up in that, wherein it's like, or when Goku asked directly, how did you unfuse with Kabuto? And the answer is, don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah, that's that really good. That's really fucking good.
Which sucks, because I actually like the Kabuto Kai design over just, yeah, he has a mohawk.
I don't know. I always appreciate the Toriyama mohawk. It's very weird.
Yes.
Except when it's attached to characters from a bad movie.
Yeah, when it's attached to... We have Chrono at home.
Well, I'm in a great mood coming off of that recap and us watching this right before recording.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to jump into our segments. Opening it up is the Yamcha Award. This is awarded to what we think is the greatest disappointment in what we watch. So for Yo, Son Goku, and his friend's return, I'm going to ask Bob, who are you going to award the Yamcha Award to?
This is actually kind of hard. Everyone did well.
I know, right?
Like it feels like they respected them. I'm going to give it to Roshi, though, because he gets owned twice by different people.
Oh, man.
That was the right answer.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. That's...
Okay. Phil, you'll go next.
I'm going to give it... I guess I'll give it to Tarbol, because Gotenks had to protect him and his wife, his Asian wife.
God.
He shows up, the space capsule has a "Don't Tread on Me" sticker on.
No! Yeah, I want the "Don't Tread on Me" snake, but it's Shenron.
God.
Oh, we're gonna have to have some assets made.
Yeah, I know. We're getting a lot of really good material out of it.
I mean, people would buy that, like, way too much.
The problem is half of the people would buy it ironically, the other half would buy it genuinely.
Yeah.
Hey, irony money spins the same as normal money.
Uh-huh, yeah. It's still delicious. The one that matters has already been taken, which was Roshi.
Mm.
So I'll just pick Oolong for one point when he just put on a dress randomly and gave people drinks. I don't really know why he did that.
Yeah, it was weird. It was one shot.
Yeah. Aside from just going, I don't know, I want to draw this.
And well, maybe that wasn't even Oolong. It could just been another pick. I don't know.
Okay, that pick that isn't Oolong. That's my vote.
Okay.
I don't need more than one Oolong-type character in a Dragon Ball thing, I guess. Dan.
How did all three of you get it wrong? There are two candidates you should have chosen.
Okay.
Here's my number two. We'll start with that. Vegeta. He looked left long enough for all of that?
Yes. It happened in an instant.
Well, you see, Goku was being uncharacteristically devious this special, so yes. He wasn't prepared.
Yes, right? It was kind of aggressive, and they hadn't seen Goku in 2 years.
Did Goku set up one of those weird desk ornaments where it's the bird that just dips down into the water? And Vegeta's like, what? How does it do that? What is going on?
How did you remove your thumb, Kakarot?
See, when Bulma like needs some time without him, she just like puts one of those desk ornaments that like is the ball.
Yes, the executive
that swing
ball
back
clicker.
And forth forever.
Yep,
he just stares at it.
It's like, I don't get it.
It never stops.
So that was number two. So I don't know how you guys missed that. Number one though. Krillin, did you see him pull out that turnip?
Yeah, he redeemed himself later with the Destructo. Yeah.
That doesn't make any fucking sense, though. That turnip was tiny.
Yeah.
Was Cell underground holding onto it? Is there a DBZ villain underground just holding onto it to fuck with Krillin?
That was Krillin screwing us, everybody. He's like, oh, man, I know I picked a bad one, but I'm going to sell this hard.
He's like, here I go, and he starts pulling in PyCon's under Earth just holding it.
No, it was tied up by Trunks's that was 1,800 yard long that it went under the cliff.
You know what, that might be the case. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
you know about cable management, and this is a very hard subject.
Yes, it's very tangled, clearly.
This is my favorite segment we do.
Mm-hmm.
For this one, we need to find out who in this special could defeat Jiren from Dragon Ball Super. Dan, the floor is yours.
I have nothing. I have no idea what Tarbol's deal is or his wife. I'm going to say his wife.
Oh, man. She could be very powerful.
Yeah, fucking Pandora's box over there. You open that shit up. Who knows?
I mean, yeah, this checks out. Dragon Ball Super tries to subvert expectations with looks, so...
Yep.
She could fold them.
Leap Jiren into me.
She's like, I conquered a libertarian. I can do anything. Bob.
Okay, this is hard. I don't want to just be like, well, we have no idea what Tarple can do. He's another wild card. That's cheating.
Someone else is going to do it if you don't, though.
I know. But I'm going to say Supreme Kai. He was there. He could handle it. He was fused with Kabuto.
Yeah.
He's still very powerful.
Mm-hmm. True. If he was still fused in Dragon Ball Super, he probably would have been on the team.
Right. Obviously.
Honestly. They put Tien on that team, so clearly...
You know what? I think they mentioned putting Tarble on the team, and Vegeta's like, no, I don't want to see my brother.
I'm like, he could have done better than
Tien. Yeah, that is straight up the one time they mentioned Tarble and Super making this canon. Which is very crucial.
They mentioned him in Battle of Gods, too.
Oh, okay.
They should really embrace this. I don't know why Tarble doesn't just live with them now.
Okay, Phil.
Oh, this is a tough one. I'm going to say Akka, which is the actual name of Avocado.
Oh, when he fuses?
Yes. Because he just won't be able to handle the super Wahahanoha. He'll just take it full on because he'll underestimate it and that'll be it.
Okay.
Okay, I've got mine then. A Hercule's assistant that's a serial killer.
Yeah, that's true. They'll never be able to find Jiren's body.
Yes, they won't. He'll be dead before the match begins.
Well, Mr. Jiren, why don't you just come in here and it's just like the death room.
God. Ever since Dan said while we were watching this, Fukui-san, you can't stop thinking of him as an Iron Chef announcer.
Yeah, he's just one of the Iron Chef dudes running to the floor to ask an Iron Chef a question and just get ignored.
Yes.
Okay. I tried to ask him what it was in the broth. He completely ignored me. And then everyone laughs at that guy.
Yeah, he slapped me.
That did happen. That was very funny.
Okay, we have one more segment left. This is where we try to pit someone from normal Dragon Ball, the various series, against the villain of this film, which I would just say is the fused version of them, Akka. This is kind of tough. I'm gonna go first to help this order a little bit. I'm going to say one of Frieza's new second-in-command that he gets in Super and that movie that we haven't seen yet. I'm going to pick the skinny one. I don't remember his name. I just know he's voiced by Johnny Young Bosch.
Yes, the skinny one.
He's skinny. I think some really stupid things happen to him in Dragon Ball Super when they rewrite that arc slightly. Yeah, I think that'll do it. I was between that or Sorbet, the smaller one that just has a gun.
In his ring.
Yeah, he has ring gun. We'll do
that can kill a god.
Yeah, but yeah, only if they're looking away, though. Feel, you can go next.
I am going to say, that was kind of tough. I'm going to say... the stupid fucking thing that Bobbity had in his ship that eats light.
Ah, Yakon.
I'm gonna say that that Avocado could not generate enough power to make him pop like a balloon the way Goku did.
Sounds like a safe bet.
Yeah, that sounds pretty safe.
That thing was so stupid. All right, Dan. You sound like you got an idea, Dan.
Hey, you know that catfish from GT?
Yeah!
He's very similar.
The whole time I'm like, there's no way he's just picking Tsunama again because he's scrolling up.
I honestly honestly think it'd be very funny to pit them against each other. I'm a broken person 22 episodes in. I'm like, Tsunami should fight everyone.
You're like, whatever, let's do the big hit. Okay, fine, we're done. Bob.
I'm like, I can't choose Deborah. That's too close timeline-wise to Fields' pick. Okay, we're going to Tsunami.
All right, I think the perfect match for this guy. Who else would you fight immediately and compare directly to Frieza?
Uh-huh.
Garlic Jr. during his return for the Garlic Jr. saga. They have to be almost the equal power levels. It'll be a great fight. I think Belly Beam will beat the Mahahaha.
That's what they call it in Dragon Ball Fusions when you can learn it.
Oh my god. Jeez.
The Wahahamea.
Oh my god.
Hey, Macarena. Now, oh my god. Feel, why you gotta do this while we're in the middle of this?
Don't worry about it.
Why you gotta post this? Libertarian guys with Asian wives.
Stop.
What a nightmare.
The greatest Facebook group of all time. Well, we've reached the conclusion of our show where we get to do the most exciting thing. Each of us are going to give a little review of our thoughts and a score for this thing from 0 to 7. For reference, the last two things we watched got a 0 across the board. We're going to start with Dan.
I'm going to say this is a pretty fun time, pretty great. It reminds me of some of the fun movies we saw about halfway through the run of Mondo Cool, where it was like, it's a really enjoyable time, like when the androids were going through the mall.
Or Lord Slug's popping pills.
Yes. I'm definitely going to say it's up there. You know what? I'm gonna say since, you know, it's a one in theory to 7 scale, I'm gonna go ahead and give this a 5. It's definitely up there. It's really enjoyable. It doesn't overstay its welcome. It doesn't have bad writing. It's very lean. It visually cheap in some areas and not as interesting with the villain, but really fun time, really enjoyable. You know, as they said, it's like a punch-up script from the US team, but it's the original Japanese script for once. Like, they really did a good job writing some comedy. They're self-aware. There's plenty of fan service. And it's just a fun time. I really appreciate this, especially after the things we've been through.
Mm. Okay, Phil, you can go next.
This thing is almost perfect. Like, in terms of, okay, here's our Dragon Ball anniversary thing. It's been 10 years. Be excited about Dragon Ball again. I think this is pretty much as close to perfect as you could get, you know, in 30 minutes. So I'm going to give it a 6. I quite enjoyed it. I enjoyed it just as much this time as I did the very first time I saw it.
All right, we'll be moving on to Bob.
Yeah, no, I kept remembering this as being good, and I was like, we just went through all these other movies. There's no way this was good.
But this is so far removed.
Yeah, like, this is 10 years later. Like I said, almost certainly new staff.
Mm-hmm.
Things helped this. This thing is great. It's just a bunch of, like, joyous Dragon Ball Z stuff. Like, if we got nothing but stuff of this quality going forward, I'd be incredibly happy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm giving this a 7. This is what I want from DBZ.
Yeah.
This is the first thing I've rated that.
All right.
Let me explain, okay?
Uh-huh.
You're totally right, and I'm not suggesting you change your score at all.
Right.
But it doesn't have that raw fucking sick edge.
It doesn't. Like, that's the only thing.
That's the one thing that's missing.
I don't
right?
even think it really needed it.
I feel like this movie couldn't make a Vegeta shirt.
Like,
but it had a libertarian in it.
Yeah, instead you get the Tarble shirt.
We came up where with he's like our going own Super shirt, Saiyan. Dan.
Where he's terrible.
Where he's like going Super Saiyan and says, "This is the power of being a libertarian with an Asian wife."
But yeah, Garlic Jr. is the only thing. Like, it's cool in a very different way.
Yes.
But I'm going to give this a slight edge.
That's fair. I remember liking this when I saw it when it first came out. And after the last two things, I was worried, you know, anything presenting itself as relatively positive would get me. But no, this is like complete joy and what I would want from something that isn't trying to be serious Dragon Ball, where they try to do that occasionally. We've seen it from a GT and a Dragon Ball related thing, but it's been really bad. It retreads things in bad ways. Here, all the callbacks felt like fun and enjoyable. The way the characters acted was hilarious. I think the fighting was decent enough and enjoyable. I just had a great time, and I'm glad I'm not the only one who was giving it a 7, because I'm giving it a 7, which means this thing won. This thing, we went from giving something a 0 to giving a new number 1, because this thing just got a 25.
Nice.
3 away beating, from the cap.
It beat Dead Zone by 3 points.
Jesus.
And that means that from between this one and the last one, it's gone up 25 points.
The greatest change of all time.
How'd you figure out that mass?
It's very complicated, but he used some fine mass to figure out the difference between 0 and 25.
I was not expecting this. We had conversations after Heroes Legacy and even leading up to watching this where I'm like, guys, I think it might break 13. like I feel like that's a safe bet, but we'll have to see. But I'm going to roll through. Bottom to top. Our rankings for Mondo Cool for all the Dragon Ball things we've seen. The top 22, which are A Hero's Legacy, that's the thing we saw last time, it got a 0. Then Dragon Ball Path to Power, the thing directly behind it, that also got a 0.
It's been rough. It's been really fucking rough.
Also got a 0.
Yeah.
Then Plan to Eradicate the Saiyans, a thing for the Palladia video game console you've never heard of, that got a 1.
Very generous.
Yes. Then we get a big up. We got Bio Broly with a 4.
Yeah.
That had things in it. Then we have The Return of Cooler, a thing we watched that was the first time we had all given it ones before I allowed zeros on this ranking. And we were like, it will never get worse than this, will it?
How foolish we were.
How foolish we were. Then we got History of Trunks. I got a 5. Field was merciful and did not allow it to tie Return of Cooler. Then we get out of hell for a bit. We got Wrath of the Dragon, Bardock, Father of Goku, Tree of Might, Sleeping Princess in Devil's Castle, and Broly Second Coming. Going into the top 11, we got Curse of the Blood Rubies, Broly 1, the Legendary Super Saiyan, Mystical Adventure, World's Strongest, Bojack Unbound, Cooler's Revenge, and then our top 5 of Fusion Reborn, Lord Slug, Super Android 13, Dead Zone, and our new number 1, Yo, Son Goku and His Friends Return, beating our number 1 by, 3 points? As a reminder, that has been our number 1 for a year and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been up there for a fucking long time. 18 months.
The Jesus franchise
Christ.
Of up and down, Dragon Ball.
I'm so glad the live action movie did not beat Dead Zone first. But with that all said, I'm really happy that we are in a positive headspace. Good vibes. We're going to close our episode the same way we always do by previewing next time by having Bob read a summary Feel wrote.
Here we go.
It's time for the work of art responsible for all modern Dragon Ball. Because Toriyama disliked it so strongly, he didn't want it to be the final movie released about Dragon Ball. Also, Chow Yun-Fat is in it. Hopefully it won't be as bad as Pirates 3. Oh god, he's playing Matsuroshi. Oh no. Next time, Mondo Cool, Dragon Ball Evolution.